Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before doing any other things, receive the prayers and engage in faith prophetic action we will be asked to do for the day. Rebroadcast it to your contact. Welcome also to Monday, the 27th day in July. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. 4 days more to exit this eventful month. God shall draw special miracle for you every day the remaining 4 days. You will end this month with glorious testimonies. You will step into the new month energized, empowered, and flourishing. Today is Monday, first working day in the week. Then, if you have your to-do list for this week, or your diary, where you have listed your activities for the day and the week, hold it up. If you don't have any, please raise up your right hand gently. I speak over your life. Your plans shall run successfully, seamlessly well. Destiny helpers shall locate you on time. I pray divine remembrance prayer for all of us yesterday. I ask for the grace and the power that made the chief butler to remember and mention Joseph before Pharaoh, who sent to him from prison and then made him a prime minister, to also start working for you and your family. I am sure it has started working for some people. Now it is your turn. Let me pray for you again. You shall be sent for. Your son and your daughter, your spouse and your siblings shall be sent for and blessed. Your platform, your business shall be sent for and blessed. I ask those who can, not to just leave the prayer to amen and receive it, but to back it up with the seed and sacrifice of choice. I thank God for many that have been doing it. It's not yet late. You can still do your own now. Don't leave such prayers to amen and receive it alone. Back it up with a seed of choice. When God sees your sacrifice, something moves in heaven. Now, let's do this. If you can, kneel down beside your bed, or beside your chair, or lie face down on your bed, if you are still in bed, to receive these prayers. If it is not convenient for you now, then do it later. Kneeling down and lying face down are symbolic of humility and of awe in the presence of God Almighty. I see a new breakthrough for you. God will humble your enemies and put your oppositions in disarray. Whatever is urgent or pressing need you want God to do for you, right there as you are kneeling or lying face down, pour out your heart to God on them. Describe the miracle you want, the door you desire God to open, the good sales you want to make, the target you want to meet, the new letters you are expecting, approval, help and assistance, healing and wellness. Pray and ask God to intervene on those urgent and pressing needs, on your knees, or while you are still on your face. Then let me pray for you. God has heard you. He will drop miracle for you. He will mop up your tears. He will remove your pains and come to your rescue. In Jesus' name, say amen, I receive it. Yes, you will receive it. It will happen. July 27th, celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God and good people will mark this birthday for you with plenty of goodwill, with precious gift and cash. Happy birthday. Now, we have concluded the 21 days of questions and answers of counseling and mentoring. Yet, issues are still pouring in. Let me borrow a day from Testimony Week to see answer some questions today. Tomorrow, we will start sharing testimonies proper. Send your testimonies if you have any. First issues today for counseling. Good morning, Pastor. Why is it that you care and concern more for widows but no care for widowers? Are they not both believed? Wow. As true, all widowers should please forgive me. I pray for widowers too, but as you said, not as much as I remember to pray for widows. And I am not defending this because I have asked for apology. But the reality is there are more widows than widowers. Men burn out their candles both ends and they soon fade away. My own mother still lived for more than 15 years after my father has long passed. I live in an old estate full of mansions, castles, big houses, swimming pool, big compound, and the rest of it, full mostly of widows, aged mamas and mummies. Fathers that built those mansions have long gone. This should be a lesson for men. Please stress yourself less and take good care of your health so that you and your spouse can enjoy long life. And again, and naturally speaking, women get more empathy or sympathy now than men. However, I have heard you. Both widows and widowers are both believed. They shall henceforth be covered in our prayers and even in our empowerment extended to widows from time to time. Next, good morning, Papa Femi Emmanuel and my TPGS siblings. My husband was an expert in the oil field. While working 2 years ago, he had a heart failure that led to stroke and memory loss. By God's grace, the weakness in his body has gone, but his memory is not improving. He can't talk freely. He can't read nor write well. Sir, please help us. We don't know what else to do again. We have been praying. We have visited so many cardiologists and neurologists. Sir, please, what else can we do to restore my husband's memory? I have been in tears for 2 years and 1 month now. Wow. TPGS siblings all over the world, let's start lifting up this family, this couple, in our prayer altar every day. Woman, I can feel your pains. Our belief on this platform is ministration and medication. God heals with or without medication. Oftentimes, he allowed both to establish healing. Your husband's memory and speech will soon be restored. Stop crying. Engage in all our prophetic, insightful warfare prayers for full health restoration. Let the anointing oil and the blessed water be poured on his head, the center of his head, every day before going to sleep. Tie the anointed mantle right in one of his hands also. Engage in the Holy Communion every Saturday, very, very soon. And suddenly too, there shall be full restoration. The power that removes weakness from his body will complete the work. Please don't give up and stop crying. Next, God bless you mightily. Dad, some months ago, someone started sending me this broadcast. Ever since, my life has not remained the same again. Daddy, what do I do in this situation? In my family, my mom died of stroke at the age of 55 years. Senior sister died 2024 at the age of 54 years. Currently, my elder sister is battling with her life. One side of her body paralyzed. In addition, she had brain surgery. Daddy, please, what can I do? I have been praying. Please help me. Wow. There is no doubt there is a negative trend in that family that must be broken. It is spiritual. Premature death at 50s is not God's wish. Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, curse causeless shall not happen. Get the other members of the family together, if it is possible, for family deliverance, breaking all curses and evil covenant are running in that family. Untimely death. Mount prayer warfare for your elder sister, as we have taught it here. You also regularly cover yourself with the blood of Jesus and strictly be engaging all our prayer prophetic action on this platform. That arrow of untimely death is hereby sent back to the sender. There shall be no more affliction or untimely death in your family, in Jesus' name. Listeners, we'll take it off from here tomorrow. We shall start on testimony sharing tomorrow in full blast for 14 days or now 13 days. month is already ending. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 777, we are sowing this seventh month, the month of July. Do so before July is over. In August, it shall move to seed 888, seed of a new beginning of a new chapter of life. Many people have even started doing their seed 888 already. I am praying for you. Many are still sowing seed 71, connected to my body, the grace and the anointing. You can still do yours. I pray for you when the alert comes. Also, the seed of choice that I called for yesterday and today, for you to be remembered in high places, do so. Don't see tithing and see sowing as a burden. Rather, see them as a privilege, an opportunity to be blessed of God and also to be involved in kingdom expansion program. Do so. Very, very soon, you will be sowing in millions and in high figures without struggle, without stress. God will bless you to that level. God will enlarge you to that level. Keep it up. Be a good tither and a good seed sower. God will be lifting you up. You will be doing it without struggle, without stress. I prophesy on your life. Have a good day. Have a wonderful week. End this month well. And your life shall be full of testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. Have a good day. Have a wonderful week. I love you. Bye.